KJAN Sports.
For Check of Sports, good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Bull Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Bull Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Bull Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, Spain's Sergio Garcia and Australia's Mark Leishman, a pair that's compiled exactly zero major titles between them, are the surprise first-round leaders at the 77th Masters. Garcia posted a bogey-free round of 6-under-66 playing in the afternoon to grab a share of the lead with Leishman, who ran off a string of four straight birdies on the way to a 66 he posted earlier yesterday. Long-hitting Dustin Johnson, another player without a major to his name, finds himself just a shot back after shooting 67. 53-year-old Fred Couples showed that he can still play the off Augusta National course with a 4-under-68. That puts him in a group of players along with former champ Trevor Immelman. Four-time champ Tiger Woods posted a 2-under-70. That's only two shots off the best first-round score Woods has ever posted at Augusta, where he's seeking his fifth green jacket. Woods has not won a major in 5 years. Chinese teenager Guan Tianlang had an impressive Augusta National debut with a 1-over-73. The 14-year-old became the youngest person to play in the Masters. Jamie Donaldson had one of the day's highlights as he cashed a hole-in-one in the sixth hole, but he could only muster a 74 for his round today. Action already underway today at the Masters as some of those early tee times already off the tees this morning. Well, new UCLA basketball coach Steve Alford is apologizing for the way he handled a sexual assault charge involving a player on his team in 2002 when he coached at Iowa. Alford says he instinctively and mistakenly came to the defense of Hawkeyes player Pierre Pierce before he knew all the facts. Pierce pleaded guilty to a charge of assault involving injury. He was kicked off the Iowa team in 2005 after another incident involving an ex-girlfriend. Alford says he's apologizing for publicly proclaiming Pierce's innocence before the legal process had run its course. He says his reaction was inappropriate and insensitive to the female victim. Alford says he's learned and grown from that experience, and he wants the UCLA community to know that he would handle the situation differently today. Alford made his comments in a statement distributed Thursday through the UCLA Athletic Department. Well, two NCAA compliance experts say Iowa State is likely to face sanctions beyond what the school has already imposed for major recruiting contact violations. Expert John Infante said Thursday that he wouldn't be surprised if men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg received a suspension for 1 to 3 games next season because of an NCAA push to hold head coaches accountable for what happens in their programs. Infante said it was possible the university would lose a small number of scholarships in men's basketball and football. Now, another expert, Ohio University Professor David Ridpath, doubts the school will lose scholarships, but he wouldn't be surprised if Hoiberg was suspended. Both experts said the NCAA could also further punish football and men's basketball assistants who made the improper recruiting calls by limiting their contact with future prospects. Well, Dodgers pitcher Zach Greinke broke his left collarbone in a bench-clearing brawl with the San Diego Padres during Los Angeles' 3-2 victory Thursday night. Juan Uribe's pinch-hit homer in the eighth inning put the Dodgers ahead 2 innings after Greinke hit Carlos Quentin on the left shoulder with a pitch. The slugger started walking toward the mound, and Greinke appeared to say something. Quentin then charged the 2009 AL Cy Young Award winner. They dropped their shoulders and collided, and Quentin tackled the pitcher to the grass. Quentin and Greinke ended up at the bottom of a huge scrum as players from both sides ran onto the field and jumped in. When they were finally pulled apart, Quentin was led off the field by teammate Mark Kotze. Greinke walked off toward the Dodgers' dugout, his uniform top disheveled after it had been pulled over his head by Quentin. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Angel Pagan had a go-ahead sacrifice fly after pitcher Ryan Vogelsong walked with the bases loaded to tie it in the fifth inning, and the San Francisco Giants rallied from an early 5-run deficit to beat the Chicago Cubs 7-6 at Wrigley Field. Also yesterday, Oakland finished a three-game sweep of the LA Angels with an 8-1 victory, the Athletics wrapping out 16 hits to win their eighth straight game. A.J. Pierzynski homered. David Murphy snapped a two-all tie with an RBI single in the fifth inning. The Texas Rangers topped Seattle 4-3. The Washington Nationals improved to 6-0 at home as they swept a three-game interleague series, with the White Sox winning the finale by a score of 7-4. Chris Davis hit his sixth homer, and Adam Jones drove in a couple runs, including a tie-breaking double leading the Baltimore Orioles past the Boston Red Sox 3-2. Prince Fielder drove in four runs, and Torrey Hunter knocked in three to help Detroit rout Toronto 11-1. And for the second straight night, the Yankees and the Indians were rained out in Cleveland with no makeup date announced. In other baseball news, Chicago White Sox second baseman Gordon Beckham is expected to miss about 6 weeks because of a broken bone in his left wrist that will require surgery. Beckham suffered that injury in a game against Washington Tuesday, and an MRI showed the extent of that damage. Seattle acquired pitcher Aaron Harang from the Colorado Rockies for minor league right-hander Stephen Hensley and some cash. Harang went 10-10 with the Dodgers last season. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Albuquerque beat Omaha 3-2. It was Round Rock shutting out the Iowa Cubs 2-0. Iowa comes home today to open up a series against Albuquerque at Principal Park, while Omaha will be at home as the Storm Chasers host Nashville at Warner Park this evening. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Iowa linebacker James Morris says the Hawkeye defense will need a more consistent effort if the program hopes to bounce back next season. The Hawkeyes are coming off a 4-8 record in 2012. That's the fewest wins for the program since back in 2000.
You know, we play red zone defense extremely well, and I don't know what it is about our mindset that makes us more proficient there than in the open field. But I think if we can kind of channel some of that attitude or some of that approach to everything we do on defense, I think we're going to be more successful. And then also I think that maybe as players, on-field communication and football IQ needs to improve if we're going to expect to be better. And that's something that has been improving.
Morris says they need to be a smarter defense next season.
And that's been an area of emphasis for coaches and some of the veteran players to try and improve that culture and that intelligence, that awareness. Because we know we're going to need it if we're going to be able to win in the Big Ten today with, you know, some of the offenses being what they are. You know, there's really not a lot of time in between plays, and so the smarter you can be and the more heady a player you can be in between plays, before plays, after the play, I think that's going to help you be more successful, and that's what we're trying to develop with all 11 guys.
Morris says he and his fellow seniors feel that they've yet to make a positive impact on the program.
I'm not happy about it, you know, if we're being honest. But I am excited that we've got one more opportunity to change things, and that's what we're really focused on, is what we can do to get this thing turned around and really kind of leave a legacy or leave some mark that we're proud of. And that's my goal, and that's the goal of a lot of my teammates right now, is to leave something that we can be proud of, the fans can be proud of. We can look back and say, hey, you know what? The first part wasn't what we wanted, but, you know, we got this thing straightened out.
The Hawkeyes will host an open practice at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines on Sunday. Well, former NFL wide receiver Sam Hurd has pleaded guilty to a drug possession charge that will likely result in a lengthy prison sentence. Hurd played 5 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys before signing with the Bears in 2011. He was released after his arrest. Also in New York, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end DaQuan Bowers has pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of disorderly conduct in connection with his New York City gun arrest. He was arrested at LaGuardia Airport on weapon possession charges in February. The Indianapolis Colts signed free agent linebacker Josh McNary and placed him on the team's reserve military list. McNary will join the team when he finishes active duty in the U.S. Army. McNary won the 2011 East-West Shrine Games Pat Tillman Award, which is given to a player who best exemplifies character, intelligence, sportsmanship, and service. He finished as Army's career leader in sacks and tackles for loss. McNary is a commissioned Army officer and was not taken in the 2011 NFL draft. In the NBA last night, just two games. It was Chicago beating New York 118-111. In overtime, Oklahoma City outscored Golden State 116-97. In the National Hockey League, Washington 3-1 over Carolina. Montreal beat Buffalo 5-1. The New York Islanders topping Boston 2-1. Ottawa beat Philadelphia 3-1. Pittsburgh doubled up Tampa Bay 6-3. It was San Jose in a shootout 3-2 over Detroit. Winnipeg clobbered Florida 7-2. St. Louis beat Minnesota 2-0. Los Angeles needed a shootout to beat Colorado by a 3-2 final. Andrew Miller scored 6:59 into overtime to lift Yale to a 3-2 victory over UMass Lowell in the NCAA men's hockey semifinals. Yale coach Keith Allain called it the biggest goal in the history of Yale hockey. The senior captain raced around a pair of Riverhawks defenders and then slipped a backhanded shot between the legs of UMass Lowell goaltender Connor Hellebuck. Now the Bulldogs will play Quinnipiac, which defeated St. Cloud State 4-1 in Saturday's All-Connecticut final. This is the first time that UMass Lowell, St. Cloud State, and Quinnipiac have all made it to the Frozen Four. It's been 61 years since Yale has made it this far. Well, the second girls' soccer ratings of the season released yesterday by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. In 3A, Bettendorf remains the top-rated squad. In Class 2A, Cedar Rapids Xavier remains number one. Lewis Central is at 7 this week. Abe Lincoln is at 9. Glenwood ranked 10th. And Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey off to a 5-0 start on the season. Jumps into the rankings at number 12. In Class 1A, Davenport Assumption remains on top with Council Bluffs St. Albert number 3. Also, Tri-Center, who was 15th last week, has fallen out of this week's top 15 list. And officials in Des Moines say they're focused on landing the 2020 U.S. Olympic trials in track and field after learning the 2016 event is returning to Eugene, Oregon. The city made no secret of the fact that it hoped to lure the 2016 trials to renovated Drake Stadium, but it was announced Thursday that the event will instead return to Eugene for the third time in a row. City spokesman Greg Edwards says that Des Moines respects USA Track and Field's decision and believes it is in the running for the 2020 meet. Des Moines had positioned itself for strong consideration. Drake hosted the 2010 USA Indoor Track and Field Championships and will do so again in June. And the stadium also had the last two NCAA championship events. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.